From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama has ordered an investigation into several cyber attacks blamed on Russia during this year's election campaign. White House Deputy Spokesman Eric Schultz said the review will look at the tactics, targets, key actors, and the U.S. government's response to recent email hacks, as well as incidents reported in past elections.
So as we've made clear, we are committed to ensuring the integrity of our elections, and this report will dig into this pattern of malicious cyber activity timed to our elections, take stock of our defensive capabilities, and capture lessons learned to make sure that we brief members of Congress and stakeholders as appropriate.
U.S. intelligence officials accused Russia of hacking into Democratic officials' email accounts in an attempt to interfere with the presidential campaign. In the months leading up to the election, email accounts of Democratic Party officials and a Hillary Clinton campaign aide were breached. Emails were leaked to WikiLeaks, and embarrassing and private emails were posted online. A new report from the World Anti-Doping Agency says that more than 1,000 Russian athletes, including some medal winners, benefited from a systematic doping program in Russia. WADA investigator Richard McLaren said on Friday the conspiracy involved the Russian Sports Ministry, National Anti-Doping Agency, and the FSB Intelligence Service, providing further evidence of state involvement in a massive program of cheating and cover-ups. The report is likely to heighten pressure on the International Olympic Committee to punish Russia before the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. The UN General Assembly has adopted a resolution demanding an immediate end to attacks on civilians and all besieged areas in war-torn Syria. The non-binding resolution passed by a vote of 122 to 13 with 36 abstentions. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the resolution is needed to stop the bloodshed, especially in Aleppo.
This resolution is far from perfect. No resolution negotiated among UN member states on a compressed timeline in response to an urgent catastrophe would be perfect.
The General Assembly also expressed grave concern at the continued deterioration of the humanitarian situation in Syria and called for increased humanitarian access. The vote comes just days after the Security Council failed to adopt a similar resolution demanding a ceasefire in Aleppo because China and Russia vetoed it. U.S. and Russian officials are scheduled to meet Saturday in Geneva, Switzerland, to discuss the situation in Aleppo. U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said he hopes that some resolution can be reached to avoid further destruction and bloodshed.
I myself had expressed the horror of the idea that by Christmas we would have the final part of the so-called battle for Aleppo that could have ended up in a massive destruction. No Aleppo left.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Friday in Hamburg, Germany, that Syrian government forces will continue their bombing raids in Aleppo until rebels vacate the Syrian city. Speaking in after an OSCE meeting, Lavrov said reporters misunderstood a statement he made Thursday that seemed to imply there had been a full ceasefire declared in Aleppo. Meanwhile, Syrian civilians streamed out of eastern Aleppo on Friday seeking shelter from a relentless government campaign to drive rebels out of the contested city. Government representatives, social workers, and soldiers, as well as the Russian military, received 4,000 civilians evacuated from the Bustan al-Qasr, Bluara, and al-Shalahin neighborhoods. Ghana's president, John Mahama, has conceded defeat in Wednesday's national election to opposition leader Nana Akufo-Addo. Akufo-Addo confirmed the result with a tweet. A few minutes ago, I received a call from President J.D. Mahama congratulating me on winning the 2016 presidential election, he said. The country's election commission said Akufo-Addo received 53.8% of the vote. Mahama got 44.4%. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.